Today is Tuesday, June 8th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we left off yesterday talking about where eating dinner with my parents. So I've told you guys before, my family are not big planners. Now, I think my stepdad is a pretty big planner because when I met him, he used to have one of those, and I don't know if he still does or not, but he used to have one of those day planners that he would, and it's like a little journal, but it's wallet size, so you could put it, and he would write down everything he needed to do on every day, and when he would have new things come up, he would write himself a note, even down to, I need to go to the grocery store, or hey, I need milk at the grocery store, or I have a dentist appointment. Like, he would have all this stuff, and he would plan it out. And, but I guess that's more being organized and having a calendar. But anyway, regardless, we don't, when we have an event, and it may be that my mom has just worn my stepdad down because, you know, we're just not big planners. And my family will go on vacation and then we'll be like, oh, we'll just do whatever. You know, we'll get there and then we'll figure out what we want to do. We don't really, we're like, oh, we're going to go to Hawaii. And then we'll get there and then we'll decide what we're going to do. Like, we won't plan all that out. At least that's the way it always was growing up. We would just go somewhere. At least that's how it appeared to me. So bottom line is, we're not planners. So when we have dinner at my mom's house, this is how it normally goes. Hey, do you want to come over for dinner? Sure. Okay, great. And then Mark will be like, well, what time? I'm like, oh, I don't know. We'll just, like, whenever. You know, they normally eat around 5:30 or 6, so we'll get there. I'm like, I'll text her later. He's like, well, do we need to bring anything? And I'm like, oh, Mom will tell me. You know, she'll text me. Anyway, so, and I think it bothers him because, like, he wants things to be planned. You know, what are we eating? What do I need to wear? What time are we leaving? Like, all that kind of stuff. But it's never very planned. So on Saturday, my mom called me and she said, hey, do you guys want to come over tonight? We haven't seen you in a while. And I said, well, we can't. We've already bought movie tickets. And so we can't come over tonight. We already have plans, but I said we could possibly come over on Sunday. You know, do you want to do something on Sunday? And she said, well, let me talk to Steve, to your stepdad, and I'll text you or something. And so then after I got off the phone, I talked to Mark and I said, hey, I'm thinking about going. And she had said, do you want to come over for dinner? At least I think that's what she said. I don't have any proof. It was a phone call. I don't have a recording. I don't have a journal entry or a text message, but I think she said dinner. So about 5 minutes after that, I talked to Mark and said, I think we're going to go either for lunch or dinner to my parents' house tomorrow night. And is that okay? Like, or do we have anything? And he said, well, we have something during lunch, so it would need to be dinner. So I text messaged her and I said, hey, it would need to be around 6 p.m. or later. And she did a thumbs up or something. So then Sunday arrives and Mark and I are, you know, doing stuff around the house and whatever we're doing. And he says, hey, you know, do we need to bring anything for dinner at your mom's? And I said, no, I guess not. I assume she would have told me. She hadn't really texted me or anything. And, but I assumed everything was good to go because she had done the little thumbs up on the messages. And so I said, and he said, oh, okay, well, what time are we going to leave? And I said, oh, we'll leave about 5:45 because I told her 6 o'clock. So I assume she's expecting us, unless I hear from her, I'm assuming she's expecting us at 6 o'clock. And, you know, he's like, he is totally baffled by how much we can just have a lack of a plan. Like, you know, we're just flying by the seat of our pants, whatever, you know, it may change, but, you know, she'll text me if she needs anything, you know, whatever, whatever. And so I just, and this is one it didn't really backfire, but this is one instance where having a plan or having some communication would have actually been better. So at about 5:30, and we were watching something. I think we were watching a movie, Raya. We watched Raya on Sunday, The Last Dragon. It was pretty good. I mean, it was a typical cartoon Disney movie, but it was good. And so anyway, my stepdad text messaged us and said in the group text, and he said, hey, our garage door is stuck. It's not working. Will you pick me up? And I was very confused because I was thinking, wait a minute. We're going over to their house. We're going to leave in 15 minutes. What am I picking him up for? Does he need to go to the store to get some ingredients for food, or like what are we doing? So then I called him and I said, hey, I'm a little bit confused. We're coming over there. You're already there. What do I need to pick you up for? Like, I don't understand. He said, oh, we're eating out. We're going out to eat. And I said, oh, we are. I said, Mom didn't mention. He said, what about Mom? I said, you asked if we would pick you up, and what about Mom? Like, what's she going to do? And he said, oh, your mom is sick. She's not going to go with us. And my mom is a whole other situation, because my mom has, we don't know what she has, irritable bowel syndrome or something. She constantly has an upset stomach, like constantly. She can eat almost anything and she will have diarrhea. I mean, I probably shouldn't say that, but she will just have, you know, horrible stomach issues. Like, and from day to day, you don't know if she's going to be able to eat or not, if she's going to be able to go somewhere. Like, she's been to the doctor a million times. They can't really diagnose anything. I don't know. It's weird. They've done this thing where they've stretched her esophagus and that helps, but then I don't know how that would help with a upset stomach. Like, that doesn't really make sense to me. And she says that helps her, but I don't know. Anyway, regardless, she had this infection years ago, some sort of bacterial infection. And she was sick for like a year and she couldn't hardly eat anything. And she lost a bunch of weight. They finally got that solved. But after that, her stomach has never gotten better and she doesn't know exactly what it is. So he goes, oh, she's having stomach issues. She's not going to be able to go, but we're going out to eat. And I said, oh, well, she didn't tell me that. I said, I thought we were coming over there. And this is where I'm not sure if I made the correct decision or not. So I said, well, I said, not that we don't want to hang out with you, but I said, we were planning on coming over there, bringing the dog with us, eating at your house, and then going to the grocery store, because we haven't grocery shopped today. Because normally when we go over to their house on Sundays, that's what we'll do. We'll go in the evening and we'll take the dog with us and we'll let them play with, you know, visit Sydney while Mark and I will have dinner or whatever we're doing, hang out with them for a couple of hours, and then we'll leave Sydney there and we'll go to the grocery store and then we'll come back and pick her up and then come home. Because I like the Walmart near them better. That's the one we used to go to. And that's where we buy our groceries. So I had this whole plan in my head. And I said, well, you know, why don't we... I said, we still need to grocery shop. And we were planning on bringing the dog to your house. But it sounds like that's not going to work. And so I'm like, why don't we just reschedule seeing each other? Because Mom's not going to be there. We didn't know we were going to eat out. And like, we had not planned for all this. And so Mark's like giving me looks like, uh-huh. Yeah, if we'd have made a plan, we would have. So anyway, and then he's like, oh, yeah, you're probably right. It probably makes sense to reschedule. Why don't we do that? We'll just reschedule. So I hung up. And then Mark says, Boyfie, do you think Steve feels like you don't want to see him? Because you canceled the dinner because your mom wasn't going to be able to be there? You know, he is my stepdad, but I don't think that he has any sort of feelings like I like her better or anything like that. And it really had nothing to do, honestly. It had nothing to do with the fact that my mom wasn't going to be there. We didn't know we were going to be eating in a restaurant. And I thought, oh, this is going to be too confusing because we haven't selected a restaurant. were we supposed to select a restaurant? We haven't grocery shopped. We, you know, we need to feed the dog, but we were planning on eating at my parents' house, so we were going to take her and feed her there. And so in my mind, I was just thinking, oh, this is not going to work. Like, we did not plan for this. But then, and then I thought, oh, well, maybe he, you know, maybe he does feel, I don't know. And I don't know. I haven't, you know, my stepdad's a very logical person, so I can't imagine him being very emotional about anything. But then after I thought about it, I did think, well, some people might perceive it that way, that, oh, well, since your mom isn't going to be there, you just don't want to hang out with me. So now I'm worried about that. Like, I don't know. It's going to pass. It's not like I'm going to do anything about it, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if he took it one way or the other, but it wasn't my intention. So we did not have dinner with them. And we just did our grocery shopping and had dinner, and that was it. And then this week, what's today? Tuesday? This week I've just been, you know, work. Work is going to be continually busy, I guess, for the rest of my life. The only thing I have done other than work is we continued to watch MasterChef at night. I cooked some really good lettuce wraps last night. I found a recipe online for a, what do they call it when someone copies a restaurant recipe? Like a copycat, P.F. Chang's lettuce wraps. And I had found some really firm, crispy lettuce that even on the package, it said perfect for lettuce wraps. And so I used ground turkey and hoisin sauce, and I cut up some walnuts and put in there for some crunch, and soy sauce and vinegar and ginger, onions and garlic. It was so good. It was so good and very low points, like 1 point or something. It was really good. Well, more than that, but very low points. And that's about the only thing. Other than that, I've done a little bit of work for Pride 48. Make sure you go and register at register.pride48.com if you have not registered to do your show in the live streaming event. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.